You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Welcome back to American Medicine Today. So, Dr. Banati, you wanted to talk about advancements in spine surgery, or what some are claiming are advancements within that spine industry.
Well, I am very surprised to see that the scientists, the physicians, the insurance, the product managers, the individuals that they are creating instrumentation, companies that they create instruments, they have no idea of what really is happening with the spine. I know that a new product is attractive, and I knew that the technology that we can apply to that new product is ideal. The cost of that product is enormous. The use of that product is limited.
Okay, and what is that product?
Well, there are several products that they are right now popping to spine, and at the same time, these products are products that in the past they fail. And some of these products in the real past, the, for example, the pedicular screw was banned from the use because the damage that created.
And then they brought it back.
But they brought it back because it's an incredible, profitable type of a product. And that was the initial birth of fusion using pedicular screws.
Okay.
Well, now the pedicular screw is nothing more than an anchor to be able to put more material to allow the fusion. Problem with the fusion is that the blast thing doesn't work.
Right, and it's taking something that should be able to bend, and it's making it immobile.
Well, the major trouble is that the body was practically designed
to move,
to have a specific type of motion. So each element that is a disc and the vertebra above and below the disc has some type of micro type of motion. And that motion complement the motion of the other bodies to have a correct motion of the spine.
Right.
When you change that one, you change the biomechanics of the spine. And the ignoring that, by just doing that, you are going to create pain. And seems to be that that simple common sense concept is not being studied properly, and is because fusions are becoming probably an enormous amount of the income of the spine physicians to really fight the changes that the insurance company and the government create on the income of the proper treatment that was done in the past.
Okay.
So they are complementing with this type of products to increase somehow their income to continue having an independent practice and surviving with it.
Right. So it's more about the money, but not yet the betterment of the patient post-procedure.
Well, that is exactly what it is. You're trying to go a little hiding, and then you just spit it out. But the problem here is that is the reality.
Correct.
And it's been both sides. The physicians are doing that, but the industry is doing something even worse.
They're lobbying.
Is allowing that this type of a damage that is going to cost us billions of dollars in taxes and supporting individuals that they cannot work and they cannot live and they are going to be destroyed early in their life. Hmm. The people who has back problems are not old people only.
Correct.
They're usually workers. And these individuals that they are working and they are in the working force, if they have some sort of an accident and a fusion is placed on this individual, the recovery of that fusion, when you start to look at the surgical fusions, how they do it and what they do is really a little scary. You do an anterior fusion, you need to get inside of the abdomen.
Right.
You need to have a general surgeon to help you to provide safety of the organs that you are going to move. If you go lateral, you need to be very careful with the structures that you can damage on the kidney. If you go back, you need to be very careful, don't destroy the bones, because that area is going to affect the motion.
Right.
But why we continue doing fusions? Well, the industry just had a type of information that I read a few days ago. They are putting around $12 billion.
Oh, in new devices.
For the
right?
new devices, they are only looking how to create a special type of a fusion with a special type of a metal.
Right.
And those metametals are going to fuse. How about if you need to take that thing out? Then you would need to do a corpectomy. Mm. That means you need to take the whole vertebra out and replace that.
That's highly invasive. And aren't they doing these things under the guise of minimally invasive?
Well, when you talk about minimal invasive is a gadget to attract the individual who is going to be operated. Mm. The same thing that when in the past the people used laser.
Right.
Just the word was high technology, so needs to be something good. It is good in a certain way, but it's not good to do that one all the time. Doesn't work.
Right.
Well, the fusion is also the same. It's good in certain cases. If you have a massive accident, you fell off the plane, and you crash your spine, and now you have bones that they are going to probably impinge the spinal cord and paralyze you, and then, yes, you need a fusion.
Right.
You have cancer in the bone, and you are in so much pain, yes, you probably need to do a corpectomy and do a fusion.
Right.
All right? But there are specific things that you can use for fusion, not the way that is being designed. When you're talking about that you're going to put that amount of billions of dollars to create the fusion because you want that the fusion will be harder, will be stronger. Mm-hmm. You're immobilizing that space.
Right.
The space above and below is going to fail.
Correct.
And when fails, you're going to have pain. Then you're going to fuse above and below. Mm-hmm. When are you going to stop?
Right, because it just causes a chain reaction. One level fusions fail over 65% of the time. Two to three level fusions fail 85% of the time. And Dr. Banati has spoken for years about that small smidgen that seem as though they work within just a few years. They tend to fail. So if you want to save yourself trouble, see if you can reach out to the Banati Spine Institute. You can find out more by going and visiting askbanati.com. And you can check out our show anytime, anywhere. Add it to your streaming channel lineup. Search Banati and American Medicine Today. Thanks for watching.